Nolte, Bloomberg News caught on tape telling reporters to preserve access to China's Nazis. By John Nolte on April 15, 2020. 6 years ago, Bloomberg News killed an investigation into the wealth of Communist Party elites in China. Fearful of repercussions by the Chinese government, reports the far-left NPR. Bloomberg successfully silenced the reporters involved. And it sought to keep the spouse of one of the reporters quiet, too. So according to NPR, the Chinese ambassador got wind of an embarrassing story and warned Bloomberg not to publish. The story was published, but the reporter, Mike Forsyth, who is now with the far-left New York Times, began receiving death threats that were relayed through other journalists. This forced Forsyth and his wife, Letta Hong Fincher, to flee Hong Kong. The problem with Bloomberg began when the reporting team pursued the next chapter, focusing on Chinese leaders' ties to the country's richest man, Wang Jianlin. This story was killed. It never ran. According to NPR, the reasons were finally revealed in an October 2013 conference call led by Bloomberg's then-editor-in-chief and co-founder, Matthew Winkler, pictured. Someone recorded the call, and NPR says it obtained the recording. The alleged transcript reveals what any serious media watcher already knows. America's elite media kowtow to the communist Chinese in the exact same way the media kowtow to the communist Soviet Union decades ago. These greedy, power-hungry media freaks love communism, love communists, and are desperate to be their useful idiots, even at the expense of truth, their own integrity, what's best for their own country, and what's best for humanity. It is for sure going to, you know, invite the Communist Party to, you know, completely shut us down and kick us out of the country, Winkler said. So, I just don't see that as a story that is justified. Winkler returned to those fears repeatedly. The inference is going to be interpreted by the government there as we are judging them, Winkler said. And they will probably kick us out of the country. They'll probably shut us down, is my guess. Winkler suggested reporters could find a uniquely Bloomberg way to cover the wealth of Chinese ruling elites. But he added a caution about covering the regime. It has to be done with a strategic framework and a tactical method that is smart enough to allow us to continue and not run afoul of the Nazis who are in front of us and behind us everywhere, Winkler said, according to the audio reviewed by NPR and verified by others. And that's who they are. And we should have no illusions about it. There's a way to use the information you have in such a way that enables us to report, but not kill ourselves in the process and wipe out everything we've tried to build there, emphasis added. What's astounding here is that Winkler is quoted as calling the Chinese elites Nazis yet warns his staff to make sure said Nazis don't feel judged by their coverage. So, day by day in the pages of Bloomberg News, we have Republicans all but accused of being racist Nazis while the people who are understood to be actual racist Nazis, with real concentration camps for a religious minority, must be placated. Only an idiot would believe Bloomberg News is some kind of outlier, especially when we have seen Houghton Lal, the far-left Washington Post, far-left NBC News, and others have carried communist China's water in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. At the time of those remarks, Mike Bloomberg was still mayor of New York. He returned to his company 2 months later. Later that year, Forsyth was suspended after the company accused him of leaking word of the controversy to other news outlets. Eventually, he was fired, but he had already signed a non-disclosure agreement. According to NPR, Bloomberg News pressured someone else to sign a non-disclosure agreement, Forsyth's wife, Fincher. She refused. If Fincher spoke up, Bloomberg threatened to sue Forsyth for tens of thousands of dollars. Forsyth's story eventually ran at the far-left Times. And Fincher told her story in The Intercept as the controversy arose during the 2020 presidential election over then-presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg's history of non-disclosure agreements. NPR, naturally, appears to be more upset about Bloomberg's non-disclosure agreements than the corporate media getting caught playing patty cake with the Nazi Chinese. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.